Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Jessie, and joining me is...
Karen. Welcome to Absolute Beginners Season 1, Lesson 21. I have a Spanish request for you. Hola, Jessie. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, Karen. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, gracias.
So, Karen, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask for something.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at Manuel's house, and it's between Manuel and a representative at a taxi company.
So, the conversation is between two strangers, which means they'll be speaking formal Spanish.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
Buenas tardes. Un taxi a la avenida Sierra número 732, por favor.
Claro que sí. En 15 minutos llega.
Gracias. ¿Aceptan tarjeta de crédito?
Por supuesto.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Buenas tardes. Un taxi a la avenida Sierra número 732, por favor.
Claro que sí. En 15 minutos llega.
Gracias. ¿Aceptan tarjeta de crédito?
Por supuesto.
And now with the translation.
Buenas tardes. Un taxi a la avenida Sierra número 732, por favor.
Good afternoon. A taxi to 732 Sierra Avenue, please.
Claro que sí. En 15 minutos llega.
Certainly. It'll arrive in 15 minutes.
Gracias. ¿Aceptan tarjeta de crédito?
Do you accept credit cards?
Por supuesto.
Of course. Karen, speaking of taxis, it's pretty common to take taxis in Spanish-speaking countries, right?
Yes, it is, actually. I'd say it's very common to take taxis.
I remember when I went to Mexico, there were taxis everywhere, like these little green VW bugs. How about the cost? Are they expensive? I mean, I've been to a lot of places and it can add up.
Actually, for the most part, taxis are very cheap compared to other countries. I remember when I went to Peru, I was shocked by it. The taxi rides were just a couple of dollars.
That is really cheap, actually. And in the dialogue, Manuel made a phone call for a taxi.
Yes, that's right. This is actually recommended. There are countries that allow anyone to use their car to work as taxi drivers, meaning that those people are really working on their own.
The ones that you might just flag down on the street.
Yes, that's right. They usually just drive around until someone stops them on the streets.
So there might not be any problem, but if you make a phone call for a taxi, then you're actually getting someone who works for a taxi company.
Yes, that's right.
Another thing, too, that I've heard is that if the taxi doesn't have a meter, you should negotiate your price beforehand.
That's correct. In the larger cities, they almost all should be metered. But in other places where they don't, you should decide on a price before you get in.
Just some good tips to remember. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is...
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor. Por favor.
Next is...
Claro que sí.
Yes, of course.
Claro que sí. Claro que sí.
Next is...
Llegar.
To arrive.
Llegar. Llegar.
Next is...
Aceptar.
To accept.
Aceptar. Aceptar.
Next is...
Por supuesto.
Of course.
Por supuesto. Por supuesto.
Let's take a look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first one is...
Por favor.
And this means please. This one's pretty easy.
That's right. It always means please. Just know that favor means favor in English. So basically, you're asking someone to do you a favor.
Right, and that's a pretty good way to remember it. And the next phrase?
Claro que sí.
Of course, certainly.
In the dialogue, the person at the taxi company says claro que sí after Manuel requests a taxi.
As in, certainly. I think claro que sí is a very useful one to know.
Yes, it is. And here's a useful tip.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, well, claro que sí means of course yes. But what about if we want to say of course not?
Ah, you could just change the sí for a no, am I right?
Yes, that's exactly how to say it. Claro que no, of course not.
And our next phrase?
Por supuesto.
Of course. Now, we just looked at claro que sí, which we also said means of course.
Yes, that's right. Their meanings are the same.
So we can use either one if we want to say of course?
Yes, both are fine. Also, if we want to say of course not, but using por supuesto, we say por supuesto que no.
Ah, okay. So just add a que and then no. Por supuesto que no. Like, of course not. Oh, that's interesting. They both mean the same thing and they were both used in the dialogue. And the next word?
Llegar.
To arrive. And this is an AR verb. How did we see it used in the dialogue?
When the person on the phone says, en 15 minutos llega, they're talking about the taxi.
Right. En 15 minutos llega. So, llega. This is in the third person singular because it's talking about the taxi specifically that's on the way. And the last word?
Aceptar.
To accept. And this is a cognate, meaning it's very similar to its English counterpart, accept. Aceptar.
That's exactly right. And like you said, it means to accept.
How did they use it in the dialogue?
Manuel asks, ¿aceptan tarjeta de crédito?
Do you accept credit cards?
La llegar, it's used in the third person. But in this case, it's plural, aceptan, because it's talking about all the taxis in the company and not just one taxi.
Kind of like, do they all take credit cards?
That's right.
Okay, on to the grammar point.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask for something.
Yes, it sounds simple, and really, it is.
All you have to do is use the phrase por favor. So it's like this, item plus por favor.
Really simple. Let's hear how it was used in the dialogue.
Un taxi a la avenida Sierra, número 732, por favor.
A taxi to 732 Sierra Avenue, please.
There's a lot of extra information in that sentence. But really, it all comes down to un taxi, por favor.
Right. Un taxi, por favor. Taxi, please. How about some other examples?
Sure. You can put a lot of things before por favor. For example, un pan, por favor.
Pan is bread, and un means a or one. So you're basically just asking for a piece of bread. Un pan, por favor. Another one?
Una caja, por favor.
Caja is box. So a box, please, or one box, please. By the way, caja is feminine, so we need una in front of it. Una caja.
That's right.
Any others?
How about un momento, por favor?
Ah, you hear this one a lot. One moment, please. Now, you're not asking for an actual item this time, but you're still asking for something, right?
That's right. Un momento, por favor.
Okay, I think this point, using por favor, is pretty easy to understand. So, to go a step further, what are some other ways we can ask for something?
Good question. Another common way to ask for something would be me da plus the item.
Me da, so that uses the reflexive verb darse, to give someone.
That's right. So it's like you're asking, can you give me blank?
Can we hear an example?
Sure. For example, at a restaurant, you could say me da una servilleta.
Could you give me a napkin?
That form is used towards strangers. If you were to ask a friend, you would use to form. Das. ¿Me das una servilleta?
Great. So in this lesson, we learned a few different ways to ask someone for something.
Listeners, try practicing this the next time you have to ask for something in Spanish.
Yep, and you're sure to get what you want. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this lesson.
Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio and video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to SpanishPod101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now. Make sure to leave us a comment with your feedback and suggestions. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time.
Hasta luego.
Buenas tardes. ¿Un taxi a la avenida Sierra número 732, por favor?
Claro que sí. En 15 minutos llega.
Gracias. ¿Aceptan tarjeta de crédito?
Por supuesto.